Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors. Dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. My next guest is Kristen Meyer. Her son Camden is 5 years old and needs to have a feeding tube to get the nutrition he needs to survive and thrive. The pediatric medical community often calls kids with feeding tubes super tubies, and that gave Kristen an idea. She has just published the children's book, The Adventures of Team Super Tubie, and she is on the phone with me now. Hello, Kristen.
Hello.
Oh, thank you so much for talking with me today. And I know that you are the mother of 4 boys, so I'll just ask about the one today mostly. Tell me a little bit about your son, Camden.
Yeah, Camden is just a little ball of energy. He is our second out of our 4 boys. When he was very little, he was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called eosinophilic esophagitis. And that's a disease that affects the food that you eat, tends to cause an accumulation of eosinophils or white blood cells in his body in spots that they're not supposed to be, like the esophagus. And so he had trouble gaining weight and not able to eat and was kind of failure to thrive. And so kind of led to this process of eventually needing a feeding tube.
And so that happened when he was about 2.5 years old. Was that a difficult decision to allow the placing of a feeding tube for your son?
It was. He'd had EOE his whole life, but it took a couple years to get the official diagnosis, but then to decide to do the feeding tube. We trialed multiple different things, just trying to pull out some certain different foods and see if that would be enough. But it wasn't enough to find the triggers, and it wasn't enough for him to be gaining weight. When he was finally placed with a feeding tube, he was 2.5 years old and weighed about 22 pounds. And
wow.
So we really felt like there wasn't any other options. We consulted with different families. You know, our physicians had given us names of different families who had feeding tubes. I had a good friend who's an anesthesiologist down at the University of Iowa, and talked to her and, you know, kind of felt like, all right, this does seem like the best option for him. And I think a lot of times families are kind of in that position. They are fearful for the surgery and for what life with a feeding tube is going to be like, and that those unknowns, but also feeling like they would do whatever they need to do to, you know, find the most healthy choice for their child.
So we will talk a little bit more about the different kinds of feeding tubes, which you talk quite a bit about in your children's book. But tell me about the kind of tube that Camden has.
Camden has what's called a G-tube, and so his tube goes directly into his stomach, and it's very kind of low profile. It's something that some kids with G-tubes are hooked up to the feeding tube all the time, 24 hours a day. Camden is just hooked up at night, and so he slowly, I guess when he first was given the tube, we had to go to a full elemental diet where he could only have the nutrition through the tube. But then we kind of were slowly have been trialing foods and able to get some different ones. So now he can eat some foods during the day, and then he's hooked up to the feeding tube at night. And so he gets about 50% or half of his nutrition from the tube at night there.
Well, you talked about how little he was when he was 2.5 years old. Once the tube was placed, how did things change?
It took a little while, you know, but he, you know, he was 7 months old. He had kind of fallen off the growth charts, and it wasn't until he was about 3.5, so about a year after he had got the tube, that he was finally actually on the growth charts with anything, you know, even like 5th percent, even just to be on the growth chart next to his peers. And, you know, our day-to-day life changed quite a bit, though, for him, especially at the beginning when he was fully elemental and he didn't have any other foods. We needed to kind of rethink our whole life and how much of our life is focused on foods and, you know, birthday parties or family events or even just family meals. We actually stopped sort of having a family dinner. We would, you know, my husband and I would kind of take turns and one of us would eat with the other kids and then we would have instead family Meyer time and we would play games or, you know, do these other ways of having family gatherings to take the kind of de-emphasize the food because, you know, it feels bad to sit at a meal when someone can't eat and they can't have the same things. And so that part, you know, really those types of things changed or, you know, special family birthdays. You know, we made one of the things a lot of kids that have an elemental diet can do is they can eat certain candies like Dum Dum Suckers because they're completely sugar and the sugar doesn't cause the reaction. And so his birthday cake that year was a cake made out of Dum Dum Suckers. And, you know, that was pretty fun. But, you know, kind of have to rethink how we do things like that.
Sure. And I just thinking about how much time out of every day most families spend eating.
Yep.
That's a lot of time. When did you first hear the term super tubie?
I think it was around the time that the doctors were saying, maybe we should start thinking about a tube, that we started looking up anything we could to find about feeding tubes. And so especially related to kids, you know, Cam was 2.5 when he had his. And so we're really thinking, and he had an older brother at the time, and then we had a younger, but really thinking what are ways that we can try to educate ourselves, but really try to help the kids to understand what is a feeding tube and how is this helping and what are ways to talk about it. And so we learned that through some of the resources like Feeding Tube Awareness Foundation that that kids with feeding tubes are kind of lovingly called these super tubies. And it just it fits Camden, and I think it fits probably most kids with feeding tubes. I mean, they just the things that they need to overcome and the adversity that they go through, it's just amazing how brave they have to be and how trusting they are. And
Is that a term that Camden embraced pretty quickly once you started talking about super tubies?
Yes. It was one that it really did help us. So, you know, we would kind of at night, especially that Camden was hooked up at night. And so we'd say, you're getting hooked up and you're going to get your superpowers. And that's, you know, kind of helped him to, as a 2.5-year-old, not really understanding the complex medical things that are going on, to be able to say, you're the superhero, you're a super tubie, and you're getting your superpowers when we hook you up to this machine. He's excited about it then. And, you know, and we wanted part of the reason we wanted to write the book is we want all kids to embrace their differences. And so for him to not be afraid of his feeding tube or not be ashamed of it, but rather be proud of it. And using that term and making the book, I mean, that's really what we want kids to be feeling.
I can imagine that it helped his brothers in thinking about it, too. How do you think it changed their reaction?
Yeah, I think also in a positive way. I mean, I think that they the whole thing was scary and new. And so thinking of your own brother as a superhero and, you know, that's really fun. In the book, we tried to think about so in one of the stories, Camden's kind of one of the characters and so wanted to have his brothers as his sidekicks. And so that kind of gave them some of that ownership that it's that, you know, this is their brother and that they're part of this. And that was kind of fun for them, too.
Well, and you mentioned the book. There are three different stories in the book, three different super tubie kids, superheroes who have feeding tubes. And I'm just going to read the first couple paragraphs from the first story. This is Camden the firefighter. Camden the super tubie was one very special kid. He loved to save the day as any superhero did. When it came to growing strong, he had a different way. He used a feeding tube in his belly every day. Each night while he lay sleeping, that tube helped Camden grow and gave him superpowers, a secret others didn't know. Camden had three brothers who liked to help him out. With teamwork, they saved others from what danger lurked about. So then the four boys go off and save a pony from a burning barn with Camden's tube. But what gave you the idea of writing this children's book? What made you think, I want to do this for those other kids with feeding tubes?
Yeah, you know, we looked and looked for different books and books that were the few books that we could find about feeding tubes. Most of them were more for the parents or for adults. There's a couple, but there's not a lot out there that are for kids. And so that was kind of part of it, is thinking, gosh, I wish there was more resources for our son or his brothers or other kids like him. But then also kind of thinking about, there really are not very many books where kids who have differences or disabilities or any medical conditions, you know, there's not books where they're the heroes. They might be in some books, but they're always sort of in the background or on the sideline. And we thought, how cool would it be if we created a book where these kids are, you know, they're the heroes. So they're kind of front and center, and they're the ones that are saving the day. And it sort of just fell into place that we had, you know, had heard this term Super Tubi. We wanted to do something to kind of raise awareness and empower these kids. And we, you know, wanted to help to educate our own family and you know, friends and that circle, but could have this impact on the greater world too.
Well, and I mentioned there are three different stories in them, and we talked earlier about the kind of tube that Camden has in place, and that's part of the educational part of the book, is that the three different children who are superheroes also have three different kinds of feeding tubes. So you mentioned Camden has the G-tube, which is inserted into his abdomen. It delivers the nutrition directly to his stomach. Let's talk about these other kinds of tubes. Tell me about the TPN or...
The TPN is total parenteral nutrition. And so this is often for kids who are or anyone, I guess, who are pretty sick, and so the nutrition, it's a little bit of a different type of formula. It's actually going to go right into their veins, and so it's going to be a different type. But when their body can't, you know, maybe it's nowhere in their GI tract at all, they can't handle it, and so instead it's going to go directly into their veins, and so it still is giving this. This nutrition, but it's in a different way, and so pretty unique there. The NG tube, the nasogastric tube, is one that goes into kind of through the nose and then goes down the back of the throat into the stomach, and so we'll still pump the fluid or formula into the stomach, but it might help for kids that maybe have difficulty swallowing, or, you know, there's lots of different reasons that kids would have an NG tube versus a TPN versus a G-tube. And sometimes it's a progression as well. You know, sometimes children might start with an NG tube and then progress to a G-tube, or it sort of depends on what their diagnosis is.
Now, with Camden and this book, I mean, we talked about how he kind of embraced that term Super Tubi, but he also went as his own character, his own superhero character for Halloween.
He did. It was kind of fun. It was kind of a last minute. He had been planning to be something else, and the night before, he really does embrace it, and it's kind of fun. And so he said, "You know what, Mom? I really want to go as Super Tubi tomorrow." And so, you know, we quickly put together. We have actually have some capes that have our Super Tubi logo on them. Just kind of for fun there, and so we pinned that on, and he was all dressed up and had his tube, brought his backpack with, and you know, had his tube there, and it was fantastic. He thought it was really, really fun.
Does he know other kids with tubes?
He does not know any other kids, I think, in our small community. We have kind of talked, and he's met other kids at some of the hospitals that we go to. He has to go do different procedures about every 3 months or so. So he's met some there, but yeah, I mean, he doesn't. There's not a lot of other kids that he knows closely with feeding tubes.
What does he think of the book?
He loves it. He's very proud of it. It's fun. All the boys are. And they are, you know, I think that, you know, something that, you know, having a book that actually uses his name and, you know, and kind of features him, we were very cognizant of that, trying to think we want to make sure that that it's something that he would be proud of and not be embarrassed by or anything as he grew older. And he loves it. It's really fun. And I think it's really has helped his our community, at least, in kind of reaching out and this understanding. You know, every year we have Feeding Tube Awareness Week is this week. And so, you know, we try to go out into the school and do some education with his class maybe about feeding tube awareness. And this book has helped with that. It's allowed us to go in and talk with some of his classmates and teammates and teachers and about feeding tubes and kind of normalize them more. And I think that that's really important.
Even though Camden doesn't wear his tube to school, you feel like it's important that they understand that he has one?
Yeah, I do, because there's a couple of reasons. You know, some, even though he doesn't wear his tube to school, he does, sometimes he may have his tube maybe at a sleepover or at, you know, birthday parties, that type of stuff. But then also, he does have different diet than a lot of other kids. And it's great, you know, in the schools, most kids are so accepting of allergies or, you know, some type of different food intolerances. So they're used to it. But, I mean, some of his are pretty significant. And so even that understanding of why is it that Camden can't eat the snack that the rest of the class is having, or why can't he have the birthday treats that, that you know, my family has brought in for their daughter. So those types of things, I think it helps them as well. And then, you know, most of them, kids, you worry about kids bullying, about any little difference, anything like that that could cause a child to stand out. And so I guess my husband and I really feel like instead of being afraid of those things, to talk about them and embrace those and kind of show how we're all different and we all have these amazing things, that different things that make us strong and empowered. And so we kind of feel like that's the direction to take it. And the more we can normalize it, then the less worried people need to be about being bullied or ashamed of those differences.
The feeding tube has helped Camden so much. What is his health like?
Yeah, you know, he is thriving right now. And I think that's one of the fantastic things about feeding tubes, and one of the things that we've really learned. You know, we said towards the beginning of the conversation how we were so nervous to have the feeding tube, and I think that a lot of people have this worry about what's it going to be like and how sick they might be. And but the feeding tube really saved his life. I mean, it really did, it has helped him to thrive. He is incredibly active. He's just a little ball of energy and involved in anything sport related that he possibly can. I really feel that his health is kind of on improving, continues to improve as he gets stronger. We continue to get more and more foods that are safe for him, and so he may not have the tube forever. That would be ideal, but we don't quite know exactly at this point.
Kristen Meyer, thank you so much for sharing this with us, and best of luck to all of you. I hope Camden continues to thrive and get stronger.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Kristen Meyer, she is the mother of four boys, a physical therapist, an assistant professor of kinesiology at Cornell College, and the author of the children's book, The Adventures of Team Super Tubi. It is Feeding Tube Awareness Week this week. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.